Indeed, it does. And it begins with tickets to see your Sacramento Kings. They're going to be taking on the Phoenix Suns at the Golden 1 Center December 29th. And we have got tickets for you right now. 339-1140, 1-800-920-1140. And we will get you all set up for those. Later in the week, Jay Ross and I will have Kings tickets all week. We'll go back to the social media giveaway. So those that are listening on the app, on the KHDK app, have a good shot at winning. Also, we know it's a little difficult for you app users to do these call-in contests because there's such a long delay between what is actually said and when you hear it. So I promise coming up on Thursday, Jay Ross and I will have a giveaway for you app users as well. And we'll let you know how you can win it and all that good stuff right before we do it. Winners and losers of week 15 coming up here in just a few minutes. I'm telling you, man, the app users who download the KHDK app in your app store for your iPhone or your Samsung or whatever, you got it on your tablet or you're listening on KHDK.com, you guys hold a special place in our heart. But so does the text line, man.
Always.
Because I every once in a while a text comes in and it makes me laugh because I know that they've been listening for a long time. And we've said that our text line, it's not like a phone with like emojis and GIFs and all that stuff we can do. It's basically a website, mm-hmm. right, that has the 441140 number linked to it. And we have it in front of us and can follow along and respond and interact with you as we have these conversations. And someone sent, we're having a little, you know, smart aleck exchange. And he sent wink face emoji, LOL. And that's like, oh, this person's been listening
yes,
for a long
time. Yes, they have.
Because we don't get emojis, so right. You have to write out the emoji that you're sending.
Yes.
So that's always pretty awesome.
Well done.
People won. So we've gotten some background on the Ocean's 8 movie.
Yeah, a little more details here.
So Sandra Bullock is George Clooney's sister.
Danny Ocean's younger sister, apparently.
Her last name is Ocean. Earth to Damien. Both kids grew up to be thieves. Not freaking rockin' science. Love Tim. That's Tim. Tim is a
Christ.
Frequent texter.
Okay.
And a frequent visitor to the Golden 1 Center.
Yeah.
See him every Kings game. So, yeah, Sandra Bullock is Danny Ocean's sister. Okay. I don't like the Ocean's tie-in.
It's a spinoff.
Yeah. Right.
It's the Tokyo Drift to the Ocean's franchise.
Yeah. Get your boy.
Tokyo Drift is a very underrated movie.
No. Oh.
You can't say that if you haven't seen it.
It's Fast and the Furious, right?
Yeah.
So how is it a spinoff when it's called Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift?
Because no one's in it.
You know what's so stupid that they did? Wasn't it? It was like the Fast and the Furious, and then it was the Fast and the Furious Tokyo Drift. And it was like
fast. It was the Fast and the Furious. Then it was Too Fast, Too Furious. Then it was Fast and Furious Tokyo Drift. Then just Fast and Furious.
Wasn't it the first one?
First one was The Fast and The Furious. So the fourth one is Fast and Furious.
And the fifth one?
Fast Five.
Sixth?
Sixth one was... Oh, man, I always... Was it Fast 6? I think it was Fast 6. Then okay. 7 was Furious 7. Then 8 was Fate of the Furious.
9?
But it's not linear. That's the problem with the Fast and Furious franchise. It goes 1, 2, 4, 5, 6, Tokyo Drift, 7, 8.
That's clear.
It's the best thing I've ever heard right there. That is the absolute greatest thing that I have ever heard. Winners and losers of week 15. We're all winners.
Chris
after
is a
that.
Winner.
We are all winners after that conversation. The winners actually felt pretty easy, but man, my loser list piled up here pretty quickly. And let's just get the obvious one out of the way. I don't know how you want to phrase it. The rules, the fumble out of the end zone, the rule book in general. We can phrase it as the officials. We can put it as the competition committee. Anything, whether it's the what the hell is a catch or the fumble out of the end zone. So many things went wrong for officials in the NFL rule book this week. We'll just put the whole damn NFL rule book on the loser list.
Measuring a first down, the proper way, all that stuff.
Index cards.
Yeah, all of it was in there.
Never seen that before.
Nope.
Never seen that before.
Me neither. And again, we said it the other day, but even as they applied that, I still think it was short.
Right. What was it? Yeah. So I heard, was it Collins were saying the index card
was
has to
folded.
Touch the ball.
Yeah.
If it touches the ball, it's a first down. Like, how was it not going to touch the ball?
Well, it didn't look like – I don't know. I still thought there was space there, and it was folded. It's just weird.
If the ball doesn't go past the stick, isn't it not a first down?
And that's what I would think.
Okay, I told you this earlier, and an underrated gaffe from that game happened like a play or two later. After that first down with the index card late in the fourth quarter – that play where the Cowboys get into field goal position when Dak hits Dez Bryant in the corner or on the sideline, Tyron Smith false started.
Yep.
And it wasn't like egregious, but just letter of the law, he moved just a second before the ball was snapped and no flag was thrown. And they got that big play that put him in field goal range. Again, the Cowboys deserve to lose that game. You can't punch it in from where they were with Alfred Morris and Rod Smith and all that back there. You can't go, was it 2 yards, 3 yards? They have no business winning that game. But they had no business being in that position either off that play. They should have had 10 yards knocked off of that.
Yeah.
All that, you know what? That whole damn game is on the loser list.
Yeah, I agree.
All of it. Yeah. The whole Sunday Night Football presentation, with the exception of the Oakland crowd, makes the loser list.
That's fair. Okay. I like it.
All right. I thought I was being unreasonable.
No. Very reasonable. We're staying with losers or we're going winners?
You can go anywhere you want to, Jason. It's your world.
Well, I'm going to stick with, since we started with losers, I'm going to stay there. And I didn't know whether to call this Marvin Lewis or Cincinnati, but I think it's more of the Cincinnati Bengals. I had a kind of the curious news of the day about Marvin Lewis not going forward.
Hey, man, that's not news.
Yeah.
You guys have been reporting on this since August. Ain't nothing changed. That's what Marvin Lewis said.
So what's going on, Coach?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
Just playing football. You guys are just looking for stories to make up.
Yeah, well, I'm looking to find out where your team is. Because what happened
Cincinnati,
this
Cincinnati, Jason.
Yeah, they were
the Cincinnati
awful.
Bengals.
They did not move the ball. The only score they got was because of a late pick from a feel-good moment. So they even heard a feel-good moment when Teddy Bridgewater came in and had a tipped pass that was intercepted. But that just – the Bengals showed nothing, and it's been a couple weeks in a row, and they belong on the loser list.
Completely agree. And if you're texting about the order of the Fast and the Furious, the linear order of the you're making the loser list because Chris is going to –
are they correcting
he's
Chris?
Going to he's going to look at these tests very – very closely. I can't believe this Fate of the Furious, Fast of the Furious, Fast and the Furious.
No, he's got it.
This, I can't believe this is a thing on our text line right now. Fast and the Furious. That is Chris's bloodline.
Mm-hmm.
Fast and the Furious. Let's go positive for a
okay.
minute here. The Jacksonville Jaguars.
Okay.
They haven't made the playoffs since a long time. They're in. Not only are they in, they're going to win that division, and they're good. And it's going to be really difficult to bet on Jacksonville with Blake Bortles as the quarterback. And I understand he had a good week 15. He had a good – we can even put Blake Bortles on the winner's list if you want to. I'm just trying to encompass Jacksonville as a whole. They deserve – you know, this is what we thought we would get last year. So maybe that's the red – you know, maybe that's the silver lining for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You got to be a year behind when everyone thinks that you're good. Tampa Bay was the hot team this year. It's not going to happen. Jacksonville was the hot team last year, and they really, really got it going this year. I don't think they're a Super Bowl caliber team. They're a Super Bowl caliber defense, but I think the deficiencies from the quarterback position are only going to be able to, you can only deal with it for so long.
Right.
They've done a great job of utilizing Leonard Fournette, but at some point, Blake Bortles in the playoffs is probably going to have to win you a game. And that could be against Pittsburgh. That could be against New England. And I just don't think he's good enough for that. But right now, today, Jacksonville deserves to be on that list for ending their playoff drought.
Yeah, I've got another winner here. And it's, you know, I said this a couple weeks ago when the entire AFC West was 6-6. All three teams were tied for first. We said there's four games to go. We'll probably feel differently about one of these teams, especially if they went out. Well, the one team that's gone 2-0 so far is Kansas City, and they looked really good on Saturday. That was a good version of the Chiefs. So I don't know what happened in that lull. I don't know what was wrong with the team, but the last 2 weeks they smoked the Raiders, they smoked the Chargers, and the offense, I'll call it Kansas City's offense, they found a rhythm here that we saw early on. And if they can do that, I mean, I know we're all talking about maybe even Jacksonville surprising, but what Pittsburgh and New England can do, the good version of the Chiefs is a good team. It's just not always there, but we've seen it the last 2 weeks. So I think they're on the winner's list.
Are you ready to say the Chiefs are back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
If they, well, again, that version, but it's a little bit like the NFL where, you know, you change your mind on a team after 1 week, but we've seen really good versions of that team, and when they are strong and when they're playing balanced, that is a good football team.
I'm not going to put them on the loser list, but it ties in. I was really disappointed. Los Angeles, like, they had been the Chargers, they had really been rolling, and I thought things. Now they can still get in. It's going to take some work.
Sure,
it's going to take some magic that they have no part of. But when we look at it, you know, with Buffalo having to lose and they have to win out, it's very doable. I think they need the Titans to lose both games, which is going to be a little iffy for them. But the way we've seen the Titans play, it's very doable for them to get in, man. But you can't put yourself in that big of a hole. They had to have that game against Kansas City. They had to keep that division in play, and now it's completely out.
Yeah, another winner for me would be, I'm going to just label it Todd Gurley, even though it should be the Rams. And it's funny how week to week, we were talking last week, could Carson Wentz still be in the MVP conversation as the year goes on? We get so top of mind with what's the latest thing. Well, Gurley went nuts. He had an awesome week. He's been good this year. Now he gets thrown into the MVP conversation again. But I was just so impressed with him and with the Rams. That was a game where we were a little bit worried about this team, saying, man, they deserve to be in the playoffs. They look like a playoff team. But if they lose to Seattle and if all these other things happen, they could actually be home. Instead, they went to Seattle and demolished them. Mm-hmm. And I just think Gurley was a big part of that. He ran for, what, 150 or something, had three touchdowns and caught one. He had a great, great week.
Well, since you mentioned the Seahawks, let's go ahead and slide over to the loser category of Week 15. Not just losing, because we think Los Angeles is really good.
They don't know how to lose.
That's the problem. Yeah. There's that. Not just that, but how the hell do you get beat that bad?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're not in the playoffs. Like, you're competing for a playoff spot. You're not chiseled in stone here, as Seattle's going to be. It felt like they didn't go in overlooking the Rams, but I think they went in feeling entitled. Like, and that's not to take a single thing away from the way that the Rams played, because they've been a very good team all year. And you and I discussed last week, it would be a shame for the Rams to get as far as they have and not make the playoffs. That doesn't appear it's going to be the case. But for the Seahawks to get beat the way that they did, and then again to react the way that they did as the game wound down, come on, man. You guys are – they are – you know, I criticize Cam Newton for being a front runner. Super happy, all fun and games when they win, and just down – he's bipolar. The Seahawks are that, but, like, times 10.
Right.
Like, they're – we just moving along. Oh, man, we're this, we're that. We take the spirit of our coach. Yeah, we're good. Pete Carroll. But then they lose. They're clowns. They're like a high school team that doesn't know how to act when they lose. Bad look for Seattle. Losers all around. Not good. And as we mentioned in one small thought, this could be the end of that team as we know it. Russell Wilson still be there. I assume Pete Carroll's still going to be there. But their calling card has been that defense. And that defense could be just completely split up by the time this coming off season is over.
My last one I have on my loser list, there's more things from the game that we've talked about that were unrelated to the team, whether it's Derek Carr fumbling the ball out of the bounds for a rule that is a rule, but a touchback. The index card, the measurement of all that stuff all happened, all was a bad look. But let's not ignore the team. The Raiders, Damien, the last 2 weeks, had to win at Kansas City, uninspired. Coach questioned the effort, didn't play well. All right, it's your home finale. You still have life. Home finale, national audience, you didn't play well. Cowboys weren't great. Could have beat the Cowboys that night if you played well. They didn't play well, leaving us with a ton of question marks. Is Carr a great quarterback? What do they have to do? Do they have to change coordinators? All sorts of question marks open up from the season they've had and the season of expectations that were not met. A total disappointment by the Raiders, just kind of capitalized in that game.
Jerry, how do you feel about the Raiders?
I'm sad. Yeah. I'm very sad.
I feel you.
Yeah, understandable.
Poor Jerry. Yeah. Sad about a lot of things.
He is. We're sorry, Jerry.
Yeah.
We hope things turn. turn around for you, pal. There's good things coming your way. You're obviously a really stand-up individual.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, before we leave that game, can we put the Cowboys punter Chris Jones on the winner's list? Not just on the winner's list, but on perhaps the biggest onions in all of sports list, because the Cowboys have to win out to even have a shot at the playoffs. Now, we talked about index cards and fumbles and touchback, the Michael Crabtree concussion evaluation. We've talked about all of that stuff. Clarence Hill of the Fort Worth Telegram there in Texas reported that Chris Jones, that fake punt was his call. It was 4th and 11. If you're forgetting, it was the drive that led to Dak's 5-yard scramble into the end zone. It was 4th and 11 with the ball on like the 27-yard line. And Chris Jones saw something in the defense, and Jason Garrett says, you've got to trust it. It was there. We practice it. We got what we wanted and took advantage. He says that Jones has the green light to take off if he sees the defense lined up a certain way. With your playoff life on the line, deep in your own territory, he took off and got a first down on 4th and 11. Called his own number. Dude, that's
onions.
Oh, my gosh. He's on my – that's Mount Rushmore list right there.
Yeah.
of winners. That's in. I did want to mention one more guy, and that's Ben Roethlisberger. Ben Roethlisberger is playing well on the field. He put his team – he's playing better than well. He's playing great on the field. He put his team in position to win that game. The problem, my issue with Ben Roethlisberger, came with this Q&A after the game.
Is the last play your call to go for it, the fake spike?
It wasn't a fake spike. I was yelling clock it because I felt like that was the thing to do, was clock it and get yourself one play. And it came from the sideline, don't clock it, don't clock it. Well, at that time, I'm already got everyone thinks it's clock, so you don't have time to try and get everyone lined up. So it's I tried to. Eli saw that, he kind of ran a quick slant in there, and at that time, you just got to try and make a play, and probably didn't make a good enough throw.
Come on, Ben, you're the quarterback, you're the franchise quarterback, you're the Hall of Fame quarterback, and for some reason, we all know, we've known for like a decade or whatever it's been, that you dislike Todd Haley. We know that Todd Haley dislikes you, but quarterbacks don't do that.
Yeah.
We know that we played that back-to-back with the Mike Tomlin. Here, this is Mike Tomlin after the game.
Do you have a problem with Ben going for it in that situation?
No, man, we play and play to win.
Again,
that's what we do.
Do you have a problem with Ben and the call? No, that's what we do. He didn't say, oh, that was Todd Haley's call, or no, we should have done it. He didn't do any of that. He didn't throw any of the bus. No, that's the way it should be played. I believe that Ben Roethlisberger made that call on his own, and you saw the result. That final play, that final few seconds, so much of that final few seconds goes on the loser list. But come on, Ben, man.
Ben's had a good year.
Yeah, as good as he's been on the field. Not so much off.
Right.
His post-game media scrums have been up there with the bads. Any more winners and losers you want to touch on before we wrap up?
I got
some
on
King
my list,
stuff?
Yeah.
Okay. We got some news on the Kings game tonight. It's the Kings in the process. Sacramento is in Philadelphia tonight. We head out to Philadelphia at 4 o'clock. Jay Ross is back with Kings Live at 3:30. We're going to go to game night here in about 9 minutes. But what news do we got coming out of Philadelphia?
No process. Looks like Joel Embiid was kind of question. They had him on the game notes today as question mark whether he would play. He didn't play last night, so the thought was he would play today. He usually plays one of the two back-to-backs. Well, it looks like he is out for the game. On the Kings side of things, De'Aaron Fox is probable. George Hill is out. He is ill. He is sick. So.
I'm sad. I'm very sad.
Which part, Jerry?
Yeah, all of it. He's sad about
Embiid. I'm actually sad about Embiid. I like to see him play.
He hasn't played the Kings yet, has he?
They played earlier this year.
Kings
beat him. Mm-hmm. He was here. They trusted that process. He laid it all out. He played a ton of minutes. It was the most minutes he'd ever played against the Thunder, and I don't think he's played since that game.
That was an amazing game.
It was.
Yeah, that was an absolutely amazing game. Did we mention there's new linear champions?
There is a new champ, two-time champ now.
Yes, that is factual. The Hornets are the new linear champions in the National Basketball Association.
Yeah, they took it away yesterday, right?
Yeah, the road to
From
the
Linux.
Kings. It's not, It's not.
No, it's like it's pat like they've they're
the title's hanging out east.
Yeah, the Hornets now play Toronto. Well, the Kings just played them, and if Toronto gets it, they play Philly twice back to back. The Kings are playing Philly. Yeah, they're not on the path right now.
Oh boy,
it's got to make a turn.
Friday Night Lights on Twitter. He's keeping track of the linear championship in the NHL for us. And we have a new linear champion
again
as well. Yeah. The Toronto Maple Leafs.
Okay.
Are the linear champions of the National Hockey League.
Gotcha.
Who is going to take the responsibility of covering the linear champion in baseball season?
I'll do that.
Are you really?
Sure.
I thought someone out there.
Someone else will help us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a big responsibility. How many times will a linear championship change hands in, like, a series?
Well, that's the problem. So, yeah, who is it? It's the Astros to start the year. They have a four-game set. Oh, the A's have it. The Astros have it. The A's have it again. I mean, that's – it could jump around like that.
Salty AF Raider fan text in, touchback Raiders. Well done.
Well done.
That's a winner.
That would have been the perfect name for the show yesterday.
Yeah. That is fantastic. If Greg Papa had a sense of humor,
yeah,
he would have done that. Jerry just, he's not happy about the
Raiders. I'm sad. Yeah. I'm very sad.
All right.
Someone give Jerry a hug, please.
Hey, you know what always cheers me up? Going to Tom Savage's
post-game
press conference. Tommy.
You good?
Yep.
No,
good.
Wait.
Great.
I had a follow-up. Okay. He's gone.
I think I actually forgot this one today, too, as it was supposed to be a thing now. I have to jot this down so it officially becomes a thing. Normally, Text Nation is on us about it.
Okay, y'all. This is just in breaking news. The North Carolina Panthers, okay? North Carolina Panthers.
That's from now on.
North Carolina Panthers.
That's what they are. That's when we refer to the AFC South, we're referring to the North Carolina Panthers. All right, no Embiid tonight. De'Aaron Fox is probable. No George Hill. Who? What's that?
You didn't catch that. To the AFC South.
Did I say the AFC South? Yeah, I'm moving them.
Yeah.
Don't worry about what I'm doing. I'm moving them to the AFC South.
They're in every division.
They're fine. Yeah, the North Carolina Panthers now are universal. Yeah. They're
playing in every sport, too.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. They're universal linear champs.
They're going to be playing for the linear championship as well.
They are the linear champs at all times.
Well, no, the Patriots are the linear champions.
Yeah, they have it right now.
Yeah, I don't know who's going to get that from them. Final thoughts, King. We didn't talk a lot about it because the game is so early. We're going to game night next. There's plenty of Kings talk coming right now. Any thoughts on tonight's game? Noel Embiid. Noel Embiid. No.
Well done.
Joel Embiid. I'm in the Christmas spirit, man. What can I say?
Yeah. Well in bed.
What? No way. Hey, now. Forget it.
Yeah.
We'll
go, bye. Kings.
We're out. Go bye. Goodbye.